We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Pesach, Halacha Hey, and we're in the middle of paragraph Dalid, the last subparagraph, Vizehu Bechinas Achilas Matzo. Rav Nosson Al says, Vizehu Bechinas Achilas Matzo, Al Shum Shaloi Hispik, Bitzekom Shalavaisenu Lahachmitz, Ad Shenigla Aleim Melech Ma'amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Golem. The Gemara says, why do we eat matzo? Because there wasn't enough time for the dough of our forefathers to ferment completely. And Hashem revealed him, Hashem, the King of Kings, revealed himself to Klal Yisrael and took us out of Mitzrayim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vayoifu es habotzek ugois matzois, ki loy chometz, you know, as the Pasuk says there. Rav Nosson Zal now explains and ties this into what he was saying now. Ki matzo hu bechinas moichin gedoilem me'oid haboi melamalo. Because as we mentioned earlier, matzo represents a very high level of seichel, of moichin, that's sent from Hashem. Without isarusa de l'sata, without us really deserving it, and without us drawing it, Hashem is shooting it down at us. Ki matzo hu botzek she'ein manich moise lahachmitz. Because matzah, on a physical level, is dough which wasn't given a chance to rise. Rak oifenoise miyad ba'eis shehu matzah kodim shebelechimutz. But rather, we bake it immediately while it's still matzah before it had a chance to rise and to get to its full processing, its normal full processing. Hainu bechinas hanal. This is tied into what we're speaking about. Bechinas ho'or habo melamalo. Shehu komitz visosim, referring to a heavenly light that comes from on high, from a very high level, which is closed and hidden. Shehu oyer poshut, it's an unformatted light. Shemitztayer tomid kfibchinas haklianal, which usually this light is shaped and formed based on the vessel that it goes into. V'achshov, but on this night of Pesach, Nitztayer miyad lemalo koidem shiered litztayer lamata kfi akli. Hashem shapes it and forms it above before sending it down into the kli that it's going into. Paragraph Hey, Vize matzo shubchinas oyer godol ma'oid shememarim lefo is miyad. This is matzo which represents this very great light which we rush to bake it quickly. Because as we said, the light is formatted above, before the dough has a chance to ferment. Now Rav Nosson Zal elaborates a little, because chometz represents something that's already formatted, it's already been shaped. Sheshom yesh shnei bechinois. And therefore, by chometz, it could go either way. It could go one of two ways. Zocho nase loy samchaim, loy zocho chas v'shom, the opposite. If a person is zoche, it's an elixir of life, it's a medicine. And if he's not zoche, it's a poison. Like the Gemara says about the Torah. Ki chometz hu bechinas eitz hadas toy vorash, yesh boi shnei koiches nal. Because chometz corresponds to the Eitz Hadas, which was good and bad. Ki chometz hu bechinas tziur shemaschil lehis chametz hu litztayer. Chometz represents something that's already in a form. It has already started fermenting and taking on a form and shape. Kemo yishom razal, as the Gemara says in Pesachim, simonei chometz kekarnei chagovim. That how do you know when a dough is starting to ferment? When you see thin lines like the antennas of grasshoppers. Avol matzo hu bechinas she'oife, and we know that this term karnei chagovim is a term also that's used to describe the highest light of Hashem. When that light starts to take a shape and form. Avol matzo hu bechinas she'oifin umetzayrin ho'er poshut bebechinas brocha koidem shemagia lechlal chimutz letztayer lamata. Whereas matzo is something that we start baking, is something that's baked, and the unformatted light of Hashem is shaped into a bracha before it enters into chimutz, before it has to take any shape and form down below. Paragraph Vov, V'alkein tomid b'chol ashono yuchoyin lechol chametz. And this is why throughout the rest of the year, a Jew is allowed to eat chametz. Ki yuchoyin gam lemato letzayr ho'er letoiv v'levrocho, aydei mitzvah satoira. Because throughout the rest of the year, we have the ability to format the light in a positive way, in a good way, for a blessing, by performing the mitzvahs of the Torah. This is the concept of the 10 mitzvot that are related to bread. The purpose of these mitzvot, one of the main purposes of these mitzvot, is to form and shape the light of Hashem into a bracha, into a blessing. Because when a person eats, the food that they're eating is also referred to as shefa. Shefa means a heavenly sustenance, something that comes from heaven to us. Bechinas moichin, and it also, the food that we eat also is related to the seichel that Hashem is mashpia to us every single day. We've learned in several places in Likutei Halachos that there were rabbis who were asked questions in Torah, and he said, "I can't answer because I haven't eaten yet." Because it's understood that the process of eating opens up and expands the person's brain if he eats properly. This is also the concept of that before a Jew can use the grain and the crops and things like that, he first has to separate and give part of it to the Kohen, to the Levi. Because again, one of the reasons why we give the truma to the Kohen is so that the grain should be taken out of the category of curse, which Hashem cursed the earth when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas. As the Pasuk says, Arura ho Adoma bavurecha, the earth will be cursed because of you. This is why we give truma to the Kohen, ki haKohen yochoy lahamshir ha'or haposhut habor melamalo shebichinas komatz v'sosim bichinas v'komatz haKohen uletzayir lebracha. The reason is because the Kohen is the one who has the ability to draw this unformatted light from above, which is in the form of komatz v'sosim. As we see, there's a pasuk in the Torah that says v'komatz haKohen. The Kohen will take a kmitza, referring to a partial handful of flour for the mincha. But we see the Torah saying that the Kohen is involved in this komitz, this light that's hidden, that's unformatted. Uletzayro levrocha, and the Kohen has the ability to shape it into a blessing. Ki haKohanim bebechinas shmira sabris, because the Kohanim were superior to the rest of Klal Yisrael in the requirements for tikkun habris. Shaydezeh, a Kohen is more limited than a regular Jew in who he's allowed to marry. Shaydezeh hakli b'shleimus, and as we learned earlier, to the degree that a person has shleimus in tikkun habris and shmiras habris, to that degree their vessel is perfect and whole. Kama shekosu, as the pasuk says about Shevet Levi, uvarischo yinsoiru, they guard the bris. As the pasuk says, "Bris Kohuna Soilam," Hashem said, "I will give Pinchas my bris." Again, bris Kohuna. So we see that the Kohen is the symbol of bris. He's the one who has the keli sholem. Therefore, he's the one who has the best shot at shaping the light into a bracha. That's why before we take from the grain for ourselves, we first give part. We run it by the Kohen, so that the Kohen should put the bracha into it. V'zeh b'chinas birchas koyanim etzel sim sholem. With this, we could also understand why the Kohanim give their bracha to Klal Yisrael in Shmon Esrei by the bracha right before sim sholem toivo bracha. We know that in Eretz Yisrael, the Jews are privileged to have this birchas koyanim every day 365 days a year. In Chutz Loretz, it's only on holidays, and during the year, the Chazan recites the Birchas Koyanim. Ki ha-koyhanim shehem bebechinas v'komatz ha-koyen heim mamshichim ho-or habo melamala shukomitz v'sosim u-metzayir moise levrochai de Birchas Koyanim. The Koyhanim, who are this concept of the Komatz HaKoyim, they're the ones who are able to connect with the light when it's still above, and it's in the state of Komatz. They draw that light and they shape it into a bracha through the Birchas Koyanim. V'hoikur hu al yidei ha-kli shelohem, shu b'shleimus. And what gives them the ability to do this is the fact that they have a proper keli. Machmashein bebechina shmiras habriskanal, because Koyanim represent extra shmiras habris. Ketzla koyanim yesh mitzvahs b'kedusha habris yoyser miYisrael, because koyanim have requirements of kedusha habris more than a regular Jew. K'mo shekosuv kedoshim tiyu, you should be holy. Isha zayna grusha v'chalol loykoch, they're not allowed to marry certain women that a regular Jew is. V'alkein birchas koyanim etzel sim shaloim. Now we could understand also why this birchas koyanim is bedafka near the brocha for shaloim. V'ikur birchosa mesayemes b'sholoim, and their bracha, the birchas koyanim, is concluded with sholoim. K'may shekosu v'yoseim lecho sholoim. That's the words they say at the end of their bracha. Ki sholoim hu kli machzik bracha, because look how the Gemara describes sholoim. Sholoim is called the vessel that contains blessing. As the Gemara says at the end of Uktzin and in other places, Loi Motza Kodesh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Brocha LiYisrael Ela HaSholoim, that Sholoim is the main Kli Machzik Brocha for Klal Yisrael. Valkein Ayidei Zeh Mamshichim HaKoyanim Ho'or Habo Melamala Shukomitz V'Sosim Mechinas V'Komitz HaKoyim. It's through this Sholoim, through this Keli Machzik Brocha, through this Tikkun Abris that the Kohanim have, this is what allows them to access that light even when it's still above, when it's still in the category of the komatz, and they draw it and they shape it into a bracha through sholoim. Shehu b'chinas ha-kli b'shleimus kanal. This is what assures that the vessel is b'shleimus, the tikkun abris of the kohanim and the sholoim. Ki sholoim hu b'chinas shmiras abris, because sholoim is shmiras abris. B'chinas, as the pasuk says by Pinchas, Hineni noisein loy es brisi sholoim. Hashem says, I will give him my covenant, my bris. What is my bris? Sholoim. And we know that in order for a person to have tikkun abris, shmiras abris, it's dependent on being married, number one, and number two, having sholoim bayis. To the degree that a person is zoche to be married and to be sholoim, to have a shleimus between husband and wife, that's one of the most important protections from pigam abris, from any kind of pigam.